Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm with my wife, Michelle. Every night we try to get in a walk in the city of Buffalo. Tonight we're walking in beautiful Delaware Park. What we try to do is vary where we walk. Sometimes we walk in other parks around the city. Sometimes we walk around our neighborhood. I encourage other residents of the city of Buffalo to do that too. All of our parks in the city of Buffalo are beautiful. You don't have to come to the same park every time. Try out some of the other great parks in the city of Buffalo. Walk in your own neighborhood while observing a safe social distance from other members of our community. It's great being out here tonight. We see families walking together, people who live in the same household. Yes, we've seen two together, we've seen four together, we've seen six together. The good thing about it is when we are seeing groups of people, they're all coming from the same household, so they are practicing the proper social distancing. There are a lot of questions being asked about city parks. One of the things that I want to emphasize before I turn things over to our Deputy Commissioner for Parks, Andy Rabb, is the parks in the city of Buffalo are open for passive purposes only. They're not open for golf. The golf season in our parks doesn't begin until April 25th. They're not open for basketball, soccer, cricket, tag, only for passive purposes so that we can keep people safe. We don't want any mass gatherings in parks. We want to make sure people are maintaining safe social distances so that we don't spread the virus in our community. The good thing that Michelle and I have seen in being in different parks around the city and in walking in our own neighborhood is that people are practicing social distancing. They are doing it the right way, and we're seeing more and more compliance. Now, to really answer some of the frequently asked questions that we're getting about parks in the city of Buffalo, I'm going to turn things over to our Deputy Commissioner for Parks, Andy Rabb.
Thank you, Mayor. As we are practicing social distancing here, for the most part, we are seeing people really take this seriously and are keeping their distance from other patrons in parks. But I just want to reiterate what the mayor was talking about, that we have many parks in the city. All of the sports activities are closed. Also, all of the playgrounds and fitness equipment stations are closed. We have signs up today. We're putting more signs up, and we'll have them up before this weekend to remind people that we're asking them to please stay off of the features and the equipment. Also, all park buildings are closed. Pools are closed currently. And we will continue to monitor the situation and work with other organizations, such as our partners with the Buffalo Olmsted Parks Conservancy and Stephanie and her staff, for our parks citywide.
Thank you very much, Deputy Commissioner Rabb. I also want to recognize that our partner, At the Olmsted Parks Conservancy, Stephanie Crockett, the executive director, is out here with us, practicing a safe social distance as well with members of her staff who are also properly social distancing. I want to thank them for that. I want to remind residents of the city of Buffalo that our garbage and recycling pickup is still working on the regular schedule. I want to thank our sanitation workers, our recycling contractor for the great job that they're doing in picking up garbage and recycling in our city on schedule. It is important to note that heavy trash pickup would normally begin in the city of Buffalo on April 4th. Heavy trash pickup is suspended in the city of Buffalo. So for those of you that were expecting to put out heavy trash, we're asking you to hold that, because heavy trash pickup that would have started on April 4th and then moved from council district to council district, all 9 council districts, has been suspended. Please do not subject yourself to a fine by putting out heavy trash at this time. I also want to thank and recognize the CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, who has announced that Tesla will resume operations to help build ventilators for New York State. It is great that Buffalo workers are going to contribute to keeping residents safe and healthy as we deal with COVID-19. I certainly want to thank Elon Musk and all of the employees at Tesla and the Gigafactory here in Buffalo for that announcement. I also want to report that a number of employers have contacted the Buffalo Employment and Training Center with jobs that are available right now for our residents. I want to thank employers that are providing opportunities right now at this difficult time. If you are looking for a job, or if you are an employer looking to hire people, you can call BETC at 856-JOBS. All of our counselors, employment counselors, are working remotely right now at home. And I want to thank our BETC counselors and the executive director, Damone Smith, for their dedication to helping people with their employment needs. Finally, I want to just thank the residents of Buffalo for continuing to comply with the guidance that we're getting from the federal government, our state government, and our governor, Andrew Cuomo, our county government, and our county executive, Mark Poloncarz. Let's continue to pull together. Let's continue to work together. We are the city of good neighbors. We're known nationally and internationally. We are Buffalo Strong. Thank you all very much. We'll open up to any other questions that you might have at this time.
So we have a ton of people out and about today. We just saw some people playing soccer behind us. How do you plan on enforcing and making sure that, you know, one, these people are keeping the same distance from one another, but also that, I know the signs will be going up, but just passive use only?
Yeah, signs are going up in all of our parks advertising that they're open for passive use only. We have parks workers out in the parks who are letting people know what is an acceptable use of the parks. And we have police, as you have seen, that are traveling through parks, letting people know what is an acceptable use of our parks right now. We want to make sure people are practicing the proper social distancing. We want to make sure there are no mass gatherings in our parks. And certainly right now, contact sports and contact games are not allowed in the parks.
It almost seems like common
sense. Yes.
If someone is, you know, if it does come to your attention that someone is having one of these mass gatherings in the park, could they be fined? What are the penalties?
We're not fining people. We're just dispersing them. We're letting them know what the rules are, what they can do. We know this is a difficult time. This is a frustrating time. People are home from work. Some people have been laid off from work. Some people are on leave from work. We do want people to get out, get exercise in, but we want them to do it safely. We want them to do it with proper social distancing so that we can keep our community healthy.
And have the city and county had any conversations together about how they're handling this, how they're going about monitoring parks?
Yes, I talk to the county executive every single day. Sometimes we talk multiple times a day. So the county and city's response is completely coordinated. We're working together very well. I want to say thank you to our county executive, Mark Poloncarz, and our governor, Andrew Cuomo, for the way they're working with the city of Buffalo.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.